Happy Wednesday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. We're so glad you're here because this is the show that is driven by you. It's time for your listener questions. So you know we'll be all over the place, Walt Disney World, maybe Disneyland, maybe some Disney Cruise Line and more. But our first email that I want to highlight here in the ad read is an email from Tanya about her recent trip, about how her best memory wasn't even on Walt Disney World property. So stand by for that. First, a word from our sponsors. That includes our friends over at virtualmickey.com, home of great iPhone apps like Days to Go, WDW. Days to Go lets you count down the days until your next Walt Disney World vacation with style. Right now, as I glance down at my iPhone 7 Plus, I can see that we're down to a mere 119 days until Marathon Weekend 2019. That's right, it's still hot. It's still summer temperatures here in most of the United States, but before you know it, we'll be queuing up in those corrals in the middle of the night, complaining about how cold it is. And I get excited for that, actually, every time I check my text messages, post to social media, even place a phone call, because it's right there on my screen to get great pictures of Walt Disney World. I get an audio alert every day. There's even a hidden secret in there that helps you make your ADRs. Maybe you figured that out, maybe not. Email me if you want to know how that works. But check it out. Get this app and other great apps to turn your Apple device into a Disney device right now. They're over at virtualmickey.com. Thanks again to everybody who continues to support the show in the easiest way possible. Whenever you do that online shopping, just click through brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. We get a small percentage of the purchase price, and it does go towards our hosting and bandwidth. And it really does help support the podcast. So bookmark it on all your devices. Anytime you shop online, please click through brguestpodcast.com/Amazon.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1380 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the great agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Wednesday to you. Thank you for checking in with us here. And this, again, is the show that is driven by you, the listener, as we take the next 30 to 35 minutes and answer your listener questions. Before we get started today, I just want to send a big shout out and let you know that you're in our thoughts and prayers, all the friends that we have over in the Carolinas, Virginia, all the East Coast with Florence coming in. You know, we're recording this one a little bit early, but we know that it doesn't look good as of today. But we hope that maybe that thing takes a turn and doesn't dump so much rain. You don't have all the high winds, but just know we're here for you. And we're thinking and praying for all of our friends over on the East Coast. We hope that that all turns out fine for you guys. All right, so let's get to the questions. Let's have some fun Disney talk. Maybe it's a good distraction for everybody as they are preparing for the big storm. Joining me today from a Disney World After All.com, touringplans.com, and the Mouse for Less on a new laptop, we have Ricky. What's going on, Ricky?
That's right. You know, when you buy a new laptop, you got to figure out how to like get everything from your old laptop onto the new laptop. So that's been fun. I'm excited to have a new one that hopefully doesn't have the refrigerator affected anymore. So
that's kind of a legacy thing with the show.
From a very old time of the podcast, for those who are kind of new. So
that's right. Back in the old days, when the generator, whatever, and the refrigerator condenser would kick on, it would knock you off the Wi-Fi.
On, the internet or the kind of sputtered a little bit, and yeah. Fun lights.
Ricky was living in pioneer days.
I was, man, I tell you, it was a little rough. I'm just saying. So I now have a house that the lights don't flicker when the air conditioning comes on, and also doesn't knock out my internet. So that's good too.
Awesome. All right. Also joining us, she is a world traveler. Back, she's in the same place for 2 weeks. We can't believe it because she'll be going again here shortly. We have Pam Forrester, co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Wednesday, Pam. What's going on?
Happy Wednesday. First of all, I wanted to give a shout out to Ricky because she got me these awesome ears. First of all, there's lovely Magic for Less Travel. Sorry if you're listening to the podcast.
And that's Darlene, right.
She had these lovely Magic for Less Travel ears made and these lovely Be Our Guest podcast ears made. So awesome. Our agent Holly actually makes ears and she's awesome at it. Just want to say, very comfy. So, love that. So glad to be back. We're back. This is the second week in a row. We're back. All three of us are back.
Right.
So kind of nice, right? Yes. We answered some good questions last week. Like last week, like there's some shows where I'm kind of like, eh. Last week I was kind of proud of that show.
We're proud of our listeners. Let's just say they asked the good questions that maybe we had a chance at. So, you know, sometimes they're in our wheelhouse, sometimes they're
absolutely. No, it was good. And we're already getting some good questions here. So
that's right.
That's right. All right. Well, let's start off with one from the inbox because I love this one. It's from Tanya Brewer. She says, good afternoon, Mike, Pam, and Ricky. The title of this one was Because of You, They Stole My Heart. So I was like, okay, what's this all about? You know, you put a good title there.
Is this romantic?
Well, no, but it's that's kind of romantic, actually, in a different way. So here we go. It says, here we sit on the last day of our visit to Florida. When I left home, I was really not excited about this trip. Tropical Storm Gordon was due to pour rain on our heads. I also failed to pay attention to the Disney event calendar, and Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party would take place on Monday and not Tuesday, causing us to miss the event. But there was food and wine and Give Kids the World to look forward to, so off we came, hoping for the best. I could talk all day about this trip from riding Slinky Dog to the food, but let me just say thank you for sharing Give Kids the World with me. Disney is not my husband's thing, but totally mine. He comes along to keep me safe, and that means going to Give Kids the World just because I was. We had two 3-hour shifts on consecutive days, and we loved it. Attached is a picture with just volunteers of something you would never see at the world. Moments like this made our experience so special. I believe it was the best part of our 6 days. Thanks again. God bless, Tanya. And the picture is of Belle and Mickey Mouse kind of interacting with the folks over at Give Kids the World, and it's amazing. You know, it's one of those things that we get to talk about Disney all the time, and it's why we do the show, because we're Disney fans. We're passionate about it. We've made great memories there. We've made the best friends in the world because of this podcast. But when it comes down to it, we're very fortunate to get to support Give Kids the World. And I think one of the kind of secondary benefits of the 12-hour live show and all the great guests we bring in and, you know, the humongous amount of donations we get every summer because of your generosity is that so many of our listeners take a chance and maybe take, like they did, you know, 2-6 hours, you know, 3 hours out of their trips and go over to Give Kids the World. And every person that's done this, we get the same kind of feedback. It's life-changing. It becomes the best part of the trip. So, Ricky, I know you're glad to see an email like this because you put a lot of work into the 12-hour live show, but I'm just glad they took a chance. And, you know, hearing this, it's awesome.
I know. That's so fantastic that they had such a great experience at Give Kids the World. You know, we talk about it all the time when we do the 12-hour live show about how, you know, is it depressing to go over there and help or, you know, volunteer and see what it's like. And no, it's not. There's something so very special about being over there. So if you have the opportunity on your next Disney vacation when you're down in Orlando, if you can just take, you know, 4 hours out of your trip and head over to Kissimmee and go to Give Kids the World and volunteer, I really think you're going to appreciate it so much more. It's a fantastic experience. So please go volunteer because they need all the volunteers that they can get.
Absolutely. All right, let's get to the next email here from the inbox. It's titled Hula in a Hurricane. So I thought that was kind of apropos for today, but it's actually not. So here's it's from Caitlin. Hey, guys, I'm 30 days from my first trip to Hawaii. Mike helped me get a reservation at Alani for myself and my mom. We are both super excited. We're going the second week of October, and hopefully all the craziness in Hawaii will have calmed down by then. That being said, what are some recommendations on things to do at the resort? We have reservations for lunch and dinner at Makahiki and Ama'ama. I love saying all these words. George is probably just cringing.
That's right.
I know, but with my Midwestern accent, he's probably kind of
it's
dude.
Perfectly right. You said it exactly right.
Well, I'm trying.
Good. I've been there. I know.
I've listened to many webcasts from Disney on these. We're also scheduled to attend the luau one night while we're there. We both work insanely crazy jobs and are looking forward to a good, relaxing vacation. I've looked into the spa and it seems amazing. What are some other things we can do while we're there to maximize relaxation or maybe something thrill seeking once we're adjusted? This is our longest trip away from home. They're from Nashville, Tennessee, and I know jet lag is going to hit us hard. Any advice you would have would be amazing. Thanks, you guys, for all you do. I've been a faithful listener to the show for a few years now, and your episodes every week help me make it through long hours at my desk. Thanks again for all you do. Kate's 248 miles from Ricky, 308 from me, 560 from Pam, but 4,331 from Alani. So there you go. You'll be there close, though. This is going to be a great trip. So I know both of you are fans of Alani. So let me start off with Pam. Thoughts on Alani? Things to do. They want to maximize relaxation, but maybe throw in a little thrill here and there. So what do you think?
So since you're a party that has adults, you can go to the adult pool, which is much less busy than the areas that are available and open to all guests. So make sure that you go ahead and do that. The other thing you may want to do is check out, and you can actually go on the Alani site and see these. There are some excursions that are available set up right there through Alani that kind of facilitates them. Some of them have transportation included. Some of them don't. Some of them you can make other transportation arrangements. But if you're looking for something a little more thrilling or exciting, you may want to consider that. I mean, it's definitely worth going into Waikiki, if nothing more than to see Pearl Harbor. I mean, I think to be there, if you haven't seen that, make a point to do so. But there's also other great things. You can do sunset cruises. You can do snorkeling. You can do that right there at Alani. And enjoy the resort. I think the thing that we hear so often from our guests is when they get back is that they just didn't realize how much they were going to appreciate and enjoy the resort. They've really expanded the food offerings. It used to be when Alani first opened up, they didn't have enough, and they were finding that so many people were hanging out at the resort that they needed to add a few more. So they've done that. They've also added some more water areas. So just take advantage of that. And as far as jet lag goes, this is my recommendation for everything. Try to get on that time as soon as you can. So if that means staying up late to do that, all the better. Typically, I find if I am a little tired and stay up as long as I possibly can, like make myself stay up, until I would typically go to sleep at the new time zone, that works the best for me. And I adjust fairly easily. I know that some people struggle with that a little more. We're actually going to be going to Alani in October. I'm going with my parents, and Han's coming with us. So we're really looking forward to that. My parents have been, I think, a couple times to Alani already. They like it that much. And I was just talking to my mom today, and we were planning out a few things that we wanted to do. And she said, well, if we don't do anything but Alani, I'm not going to be sad. So, okay. Yes. So anyways, but go and enjoy. You're going to love it. Have a great time. You know, you're doing Ama Ama and the Luau, which are, you know, both great activities there at the resort. And just make time to relax. That's the beauty of it. You can relax and look out at beautiful landscaping. That could be your vacation.
That could
be, yes. Go and enjoy.
Is that tough for a Walt Disney World theme park fan, though? I think it's okay, though. Yeah, you can chill, right?
It's definitely okay.
Ricky, thoughts, because you've been there as well, just real quick?
I have. So to kind of address the jet lag issue, you may have some issue. I did. Like Pam said, try to get on the time as best you can and adjust that way. But you're definitely going to have an issue because it's about 6 hours off. So it's a big time jump. Or at least it's 6 hours from from the East Coast. It would be five from the Central Time Zone. So I'm not entirely sure what the time zone that would be, but they're in. But yeah, it's still a big jump. So it affected me one night when we were at the hotel, and me and Brian both like were eating dinner and just like passing out in our food. So we're just trying so hard, and we couldn't. So it will probably affect you, but you know, you'll get used to it. I mean, relatively quickly too. So don't worry that much. But the best thing you can do is try to adjust to the time as best you can. So stay up as late as possible if you can. As far as Alani is concerned, it is a fantastic resort. You definitely want to take advantage of all the things that it has to offer. They have a snorkel like reef that you can do that has, you know, on the resort. So that it kind of reminds me of the old Shark Reef at Typhoon Lagoon. So it's actually at the resort that you can do. You can kind of snorkel through there. They have the lazy river that you can go around. They have just a ton of stuff there. They have a water slide that scared the bejeebus out of me because it was enclosed and dark, tight spaces are not my friend. So
tube
I did not enjoy
of
that.
Death.
Yeah, I'm not okay with that.
And then the thing that I'm going to suggest, Brian, by the way, loved the buffet at Makahiki. So just letting you know that that is a fantastic buffet. They have a ton of options. And the kind of thing that I didn't really think about, they have a lot of Japanese tourists that come over to Alani. So you'll see a lot of signs in Japanese as well. But a lot of the dishes on the buffet also have kind of a Japanese influence to them. So just keep that in mind. It's kind of a nice way to try some unique options. And then the one thing that I'm going to suggest to you is if you have like a later flight in the evening, the day you leave, they do have a place where you can go. It's this like retreat area. You can only use it one time, but it's a place where you can go and you can just kind of relax before your flight. Or I took a shower because we were flying overnight, so like I wanted to be just ready to go for the next, you know, the night, and going and putting on pajamas and stuff like that. Like I literally put on pajamas before I left for my flight. So that little spot is a perfect spot to go and just kind of get ready for a flight. And that way you're not like out a room, you know, because you won't have a room that last day. So make sure you take advantage of that.
And your fellow passengers, thank you for that.
They probably preferred that I took the shower because, you know, I'd been out swimming all day and, you know, stuff like that. So like, you know, that's gross. I wouldn't have like salt water all over me.
She kind of smells sharky, a little sharky in that one. All right, let's
hit a little sharky.
Let's hit some big questions here. Jessica, first time viewer here in the live Facebook chat. We'd love to have her here. She says, tell me about the possibility of making our own coffee at the room at Pop Century. Do we need to bring anything special? I can't remember. I mean, Pam, they have little coffee packets.
You do. So since they redid the rooms at Pop Century, and we all love the new rooms at Pop Century, the fact that they have two queen beds and just extra amenities, which was the coffee maker. And Jessica, so it's an odd coffee maker. It is not a Keurig. It is a Cuisinart, and it uses these little pods, not a Keurig pod, but they're all like a little coffee filter in one. So if you search for Cuisinart pod, you should be able to find them. They're really just picture a coffee filter that's already sealed and is like a little circle. It's just a little circle of coffee, and you just lay it there in the Cuisinart pods place. And that's how you make coffee. Yeah. That's how a bunch of them used to be. And actually many of the moderates still use that one. And most of the resorts that haven't been redone use them as well. So
do they not still have the Joffrey's coffee? Those one hit.
They
things?
Do. They I are Joffrey's. Coffee. These little pods are Joffrey's. So, but some people like to bring their own coffee, and I totally understand that. Right. But they did. It's actually, you know, back in the olden days of Disney, they used to have Nescafe as their coffee brand, and it was the worst. It was so bad. But now the Joffrey's is actually really good, and they'll replenish those for you daily. In fact, usually get two in the room. If you need more than that, just call housekeeping. They're happy to bring new ones to you. But if you put any accoutrements in your coffee, be it creamer or, I mean, they have little tiny packs, but it's not typically enough. So you might want to bring some of those from home if you use that.
All right, Ariel's up next. I bought an annual pass online and is showing up in my Disney Experience account. I've never received anything in the mail. Can I just show up to the parks, or do I need to activate my pass at guest services? Ricky, do you have a stab at this one?
I would assume that you'd have to go to guest services still. So, because we had to go to guest services with Brian's renewal of his annual pass. So, go to guest services first. They'll be able to help you.
Do you not, though, get the card in the mail still? I mean, I would think you would still get something in the mail, because when you buy Magic Your Way tickets, you don't need the plastic cards that come in the mail, because it's as long as you type the confirmation number into your My Disney Experience account, you're good to go. But you still typically will get the plastic cards. Pam, what, I know we don't as travel agents sell annual passes, but what's the scoop on that? Do you know?
No, I think that you get to choose when you're purchasing whether you're going to do a will call or you're going to have something mailed to you or whatnot. So you have to sort of think back to how you, you know, what you chose. Did you choose to will call? If so, you just take the confirmation number and you'll be able to link that at guest services. They'll be able to help you to make sure it's all active and stuff like that. If you did choose that you wanted to have tickets mailed to you and it hasn't been yet, then I'd give Disney a call just to make sure about that, to see if you should get you know, your tickets or whatnot. So
I agree. All right. Stephanie's got a question here in the chat. I have a split stay question. How do you make the most of your transition day? I'll be moving from Art of Animation to the Polynesian for one night only. One night only. And I want to make the absolute most of the Poly. It'll be my fiance and my honeymoon, and I have reservations booked that same day at Kona and Ohana. Oh my gosh, that's so awesome. Kona and Ohana.
So much food.
So good, though. So good. So good. Those are my two suggestions. Boom and bam. Okay. Any advice on how to make the most of that day? Thanks. And hashtag, is this romantic? Absolutely, that's romantic. You're going to have a meet coma together on your honeymoon at the Polynesian. That's awesome. All right, so Ricky, give us some thoughts, because transition day is kind of an interesting day. You just, with the Polynesian, I would just get over there as soon as possible. Start, you know, as soon as you can get over there, just take advantage of it. That's what I would do. And chill at the pool.
Absolutely. That was what I was going to say, is get over there as soon as you possibly can. Go hang out by the pool and go get a Dole Whip for, you know, enjoy Trader Sam's. Just take in the resort. You know, walk around the grounds a little bit, that kind of thing. There's so much to see while you're there, and you'll definitely be able to fill up that time. I mean, just spending the whole day there, you'll find tons of things to do. You can even like rent the water mice that they have if you want to do some activity kind of thing. You can do that. That's always fun. So, the biggest thing, get over there early, I think, is the key.
Do they still have the water mice now that the Sammy Duval thing is gone?
No. So here's the deal. Sammy Duval's is closed.
And who is Sammy Duval, by the way? Is he some famous guy? I don't know who that guy is.
He actually is. Hold on. Let me pull up my blog on touring plans that I wrote.
I've always wondered
that. He did something with water skiing. Ah. So let me pull that up real quick. I know it was like he set some record with water skiing. But anyway, while I'm looking up what he actually did, they did parasailing. They did like the tubing things that you could do, the jet skis that they had, the water skiing behind the boat, that kind of thing. So those things are all closed. The water mice and the pontoon boats, those you can still do. So you're okay there. And Sammy Duval, for those who don't know, was one of the greatest water skiers the world has ever seen.
Oh, did he do the 12-person pyramid on the water skis? You know what I'm saying? Like, those are awesome.
I don't think so. He got an impressive 6 world championships and retired from the pro circuit back in 1998. And then following his retirement, he opened up shop along Bay Lake. So that's what he did with his retirement.
Wow, smart. I bet he made 1,000 times more money with his franchise there at Walt Disney World than he ever made in his water skiing career. I'm sure the prizes aren't big.
Cool. That is who Sammy Duval.
We go for places that other podcasts don't go. All right, Pam, real quick. For Polynesian, they got the one night only. It's their honeymoon. They got Kona and they got Ohana. Spend time at the pool. Anything else that you can think of, you stay there many times.
So just make sure that when you go over to the Polynesian, know that you probably won't have your room until later that day. Disney World has gotten much better about giving people rooms as, you know, they open up. But it's still a busy resort. That resort sees a high occupancy. So just plan on that. So if you want to take advantage of the pool, make sure you have swimsuits and a carry-on so you can give all the rest of your luggage to Bell Services until you have your room available. And the other thing I think is really cool to do from the Polynesian is take the walk over to the Grand Floridian. There's a really nice path. It goes past where they do the luau. And then you get to experience some of the Grand Floridian too. And hello, if you're not riding that monorail ride around, do the loop on the monorail, you're missing out. But plus the loop with drinks is even better. So, I mean, there's a few things there. So much to do at the Polynesian. Enjoy it. Enjoy your evening at the Polynesian. It takes like the regular Polynesian theming, which we all love, and kind of ratchets it up a few notches, because it's just the tiki torches, the fact that you can see the fireworks from there. If you've already seen the Magic Kingdom fireworks, I'd be really tempted to watch them again from the beach. I'm just going to say, no crowds. You still get to hear the music, and when you're done, you just walk back to your room. You don't have to fight anyone to get to the monorail or the boat or anything else, so enjoy.
And Jen is commenting on, make sure you go to Trader Sam's. Agreed. Get a mug. It's your honeymoon. Take that home. And then, you know, every like anniversary, you can bust that out and have a drink out of it. That'd be kind of fun. Let's see here. Joe Lazo with the comment of the show.
I love that.
He says, Sammy Duvall sounds like someone off Hollywood Squares in the 70s. I agree. He'd probably be the upper right-hand square, not right. The middle.
Yes. That's right.
The middle was that crazy guy. He ended up hosting, I think, later on in the time. But yeah, he would be in the middle square, probably
circle
top right.
Square.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Nice. All right, Caroline. Caroline's got a question. Hi, guys. I have a question. This is a good one for Pam. We're planning on three hotels at our upcoming stay at Animal Kingdom Lodge.
Sounds about right.
Okay. And we have dinner reservations each day. But with only one quick service option on site, do you think we should make some breakfast reservations at other hotels or just make breakfast in our villa? So it sounds like, well, they're staying at Animal Kingdom Lodge. I don't know where the three hotels are coming in. Let's see here. Oh, three hotel days. Sorry, three hotel days. Now, I thought it was a triple stay, split stay. Okay. So we're not doing that. She's just staying three nights at Animal Kingdom Lodge. They're worried about the only one, the Mara being their only option for quick service. What would you do in this situation, Pam, if you're staying in a villa? Would you just grab breakfast in the villa, or would you go down to the Mara? Especially if they're Kidani, I'd probably just eat in the villa.
So, yeah, I will say I'm one that gets tired of the breakfasts at Walt Disney World because we usually grab something quick service-y, and they're all kind of the same, right? Let's be honest. You got the Bounty Platter. You got the Mickey Waffles.
Nothing wrong with your Bounty Platter, man. I could go for one right now.
I'm not criticizing, but I'm just saying on day 5 of your vacation, you're pretty glad if you don't see another Bounty Platter for the next 3 months. But the good thing about Mara is it does have a few interesting things. It has the Bobote platter. So that's a little twist on the Bounty platter. It does still have the Bounty platter. It has some breakfast quinoa. And it has, of course, Danishes and muffins. But you're right there at your resort. If you have a one bedroom or larger, you're going to have a kitchen. So depending on what you eat for breakfast, I think it's just as easy to grab some food there. You can actually go to the store right there at Kidani and grab cereal or bagels or whatever you typically eat for breakfast, even eggs. You could go ahead and do an egg in the morning. Just going to say, it'd be easy. You can make your own Bounty platter. So
question for Ricky, is it a party foul to fry up bacon in your villa because it'll make every villa around you jealous with the smell of bacon on vacation? Is that
fry
cool?
Up that bacon. Fry up that bacon. You're good. Also, I will say Sanaa also offers some quick breakfasty items that you can go grab as well. So that is an option for you too.
And they're in a two-bedroom, Caroline says. And let me just say, here's what we figured out. We stayed in that two-bedroom at Old Key West a couple summers ago with the Gardeners. Make sure that you have the break and bake chocolate chip cookies on standby because you throw those in. They're in your villa. Oh, my gosh. Just buy them off Amazon Prime now or something. So good. I mean, there's just something about having hot cookies in your villa.
That's right.
Oh, man, that's so good. So just there you go. All right. Next one from the inbox. It says our first trip to Disney together. So talk about romance. Here we go again. Hey, Mike, Ricky and Pam. My boyfriend surprised me by planning a trip to Disney the last weekend of October, and this will be our first time visiting our favorite place on Earth together. He hasn't been to Disney World in 10 years, and I'm so excited to see his face when he gets to be in Disney again and see all the new changes while revisiting his old favorites. During our trip, we're going to be able to go to Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party on the 28th. Neither of us has been to the party before, and we cannot wait. And it's Disney and Halloween, two of my favorite things. What could be better? There are so many things to do. And while I'm trying to just go and have a good time, I also want to have a game plan because it's Disney World after all. That sounds like your blog. And there's so
like
totally does. And there's so much to do. My first question regards the Jack and Sally meet and greet. I've heard conflicting information as far as the time they arrive. I know the party guests get to enter the party at 4 and that you should get in line right away because they are so popular. I've heard that they arrive at the party at 5, but then I've heard that they arrive at 6:30. Do you happen to know when they arrive? Depending on when they arrive, I wonder how many times I'm going to say arrive. I wondered if we should grab any of the merchandise we wanted before anything else because I've heard that can go fast. I know that there is... I know that is Halloween weekend and it'll be busy, so I want to try to plan accordingly. So she's got two more questions. So, Ricky, what's your thoughts on Jack and Sally? Yes. Do they just arrive when they want to arrive? Should they get their stuff first, merchandise? I mean, it's Halloween weekend. It's going to be a nut house.
It is. So I go first thing for Jack and Sally. Seriously, that line will be atrocious. So you definitely want to go stand in line for Jack and Sally first thing. I've heard they come out at 5:45. So that's different than the two times you said.
You're not helping.
I'm not entirely sure. They come out anytime between 5 and 6:30. Let's just put it that way. But trust me, you're going to want to get in line ahead of time because that line gets super, super long. So
and
that's where
you're
going to
line before they're there. There Correct. Will already be cast members who will be able to direct you. I'd go in at 4 o'clock and start asking at guest services, what's up?
When can I get in line? Yeah, that's right. Go back to where they meet. They meet in Liberty Square. There's a gazebo, which is it's kind of in a weird tucked away place. But I mean, as soon as people start seeing that Jack and Sally are there, the line grows even more than the people, because you've got the people who know that they're there, and then you've got the people who see that they're there.
Right, so, and then the people who just get in line because they see a line and they're like,
they
"What's going
line.
On?"
Yeah, exactly. So, and then I would get if the merchant, unless it's like limited pass holder or merchandise, that kind of thing, I think you'll be okay. I know when I went to the Halloween party.
Then the other person to go get stuff.
Divide and conquer. That's what we always say. Yeah.
Yes, that's true. That's a good point. So,
knock them both.
You should be fine then.
All right. Let's get the second part. My second question is, do they release the specialty desserts and food for the party at 4? I really want to try the not so poison apple cupcake they have this year, and I wondered if I should get it immediately because I was not sure if they would run out. I'm not sure which to hit first, whether to get the merchandise and the cupcake first or to do the waiting in line for Jack and Sally, which you just said. So I'm essentially asking you to please plan the first couple of hours of our party experience. All right, so we kind of just did that. So Pam, you should use Jack and Sally first.
Then
kind of merchandise, and I think the snacks aren't going to run out. They're going to make as many of those as they can sell, right?
They're going to make a bunch. I would go earlier in the evening just to be sure, and they do not offer those treats until
7.
The party actually 7. Starts. Yeah, they do. They wait until then, so you're going to have to wait in there. But just go earlier in the evening, and it sounds like you're focusing on all the Halloween stuff, which is perfect. You bought that ticket so that you can enjoy the Halloween stuff. So focus on it. Get all the stuff you want to get. Make sure you catch the parade and, of course, the Headless Horseman and, hello, the fireworks. So do all those things. You'll have a great time.
And the Hocus Pocus show.
Hocus Pocus. Yes, all the shows for sure.
Boo, do you, and boo, do you, and boo, do you.
Be prepared to be singing that for sure.
Yeah, everybody's singing it. All right. She says, thank you so much for the help with the questions and for absolutely everything you guys do. Your podcast was introduced to me by Stephanie from Slippery Rock, Pennsylvania, where Matt Adams is from on the Cardinals, who asked you a question back in May for our girls' trip we had. We had so much fun going around to all the hotels you guys suggested to visit when we first arrived. Thank you so much for the podcast. I always look forward to your next show and love how much fun you guys have and love all things Disney. You guys are the best. And Kylie is in Fayetteville, North Carolina, 550 miles from the happiest place on earth. So hunker down, Kylie. We're thinking of you. Down there,
Kylie, did you
Fayetteville.
Go to Slippery Rock with my daughter?
I'm saying,
just going to put that out there. So, had a friend named Stephanie as well.
Oh, really? Well, maybe she go on a. Yeah. I got her last name. I'm not going to say it on the air. I'm not that kind of person. Okay, so let's see. Marilyn's got a question. She is up in Montreal, Canada. She says, "Hello, I need your help. I want to visit the. I'm terrible at accents. I want to visit in the same day Pandora and Toy Story Land. I get to choose my fast passes tomorrow." She's making her fast passes tomorrow. So this is live here. We need some feedback. We're getting some in the chat, which is awesome. Thanks to Craig and everybody helping her out. So she wants to go to Toy Story Land and Pandora. Is the common thinking, Pam, still Flights of Passage first or Slinky Dog? Or what would you do in this situation?
You have to do Flights of Passage. It's still going to be your longest wait in all of Disney World on a consistent basis. So here would be my strategy, okay? One day, I'm going to be at Toy Story when it opens, having already made my Flight of Passage Fast Pass for some point later in the day. I'm going to try to do Slinky Dog early. I'm going to do Toy Story Midway Mania, and I'm going to try to do Alien Saucer. I'm so afraid to say that word.
Easy,
are other people as terrified as I am to say that word in mixed company?
It's like when I abbreviate All Star Sports sometimes in a quote, like confirmation. I'm like, oops.
It's absolutely true. We got to give that another name. Let's call it Alien, the Alien Ride. The exactly. Alien Ride. So, anyways, Mater for Aliens or something. I don't know. Something like that. But so go ahead and try to do all those. If you don't have time to do one, the alien one is the one, of course, that I would cut even before. I would do Midway Mania before that. But I mean, if you stand there and watch it happen, it's a cute ride. I'm not saying it's not a cute ride, and they absolutely need it for all the people who aren't tall enough for Slinky Dog, but it's not a must do in my book. So do that. But yeah, then plan on spending the late afternoon, evening in Pandora, which is perfect because Pandora is so beautiful at night. It really is. Now, not the Toy Story Land is not. Right as I'm saying that, I'm thinking to myself, oh, man, but Toy Story Land is so beautiful at night. I know, right? And then bought back to Toy Story Land just to see it at night. We'll plan a full day of hopping for you.
Oh, yeah, we will.
You absolutely want to still get Flights of Passage for that FastPass Plus. It's just get that and a few other things at Animal Kingdom and then head over to... I still think you might want to head back to Toy Story Land, but just see what you have time for.
All right. Next question is from the chat, and it's for the benefit of the best roommate ever on an AEP, Ben Lappin, and his wonderful wife, Kristen. They're great lizards. They keep us in the lime green, guys. So if you're looking good out there on your runs, thank Ben and Kristen. They say, hey, friends, Ben and I will be going on our first Disney cruise next week. Little insider story on the AEP. Ben was standing next to me. We're walking around the Disney Dream. We toured the Dream, right? Is that what we were on? I can't remember. We're on Dream. Okay, so we toured the Dream. And he's like checking it out, like, oh my gosh, this ship's way bigger than I thought. I was like, come here. I was like, watch these people getting on the ship. It's the most amazing thing ever. So we're up on the very, we're up like three decks higher looking down on the atrium as these people are being introduced onto the ship. And I turned to Ben, I said, this is going to be like the coolest 4 or 5 days of these people's lives. And they don't know it yet, but right now they're bouncing on the ship. They're like, welcome to the Roman family. And they come hopping in. I'm like, these people don't even know how much fun they're going to have. And boom, they're going on a cruise next week. So there, I knew that was going to happen. I knew it. Okay, anyway, so they say, what are some of the must-dos? What are some things I need to make sure we don't miss out? Oh, and the kids will not be with us this trip. Well played, Lappins. Well played. So I would say, here's the thing. I think that initially a lot of people think, if you're kind of like somebody who doesn't drink or, maybe we'll just have an occasional drink with dinner or something like that, that the adult areas aren't going to be your cup of tea. But here's what I say, because I'm kind of in that, I will have some drinks on a cruise with, to be social with friends. It's a lot of fun. But I will say that the adult areas on the ships are so much fun because you get things like game shows, like a newlywed game type thing, or, just fun things like pop culture trivia that has a twist to it. You're just not sitting in your seat and doing trivia. Sometimes you got to get up and act things out. Take advantage of, you don't have the kids, go to the adult area every night and just check on what's going on. And late at night, they have like an extra buffet down in the adult areas too, which is pretty good. I'm all about the food. So there you go. So that's what I'd say. Adult areas, fun game show type things, dancing, comedic acts, variety shows, but also late night buffets as well. Pam, what would you say?
I'm absolutely going with the adult areas, but I'm going to the pool. I'm going to the spa. I'm going to Cove Cafe. I'm going to all those things too, because they're fantastic. Yeah. Andrea has the right idea. The pool area and the rainforest room. If you can get a rainforest pass, absolutely do that. That is so worth it. Head up to the spa on day one, unless you're going to be on the same cruise that I am, and make sure that I get mine first. And then you can get... No, I'm just kidding. So go ahead and do that. It's so much fun. And absolutely make some time, if you can, to do Palo. Do it for brunch or do it for dinner. You can make reservations when you get on the ship. Don't worry about that. You typically can. Just go there as soon as you're able to once you board the ship and see if they have some availability. But there's just, there's nothing about a Disney cruise that isn't fun and awesome. So now I wish I was going on this cruise right now, because you're going on the same cruise that Ricky's going on.
Yeah.
I'm so excited to get to hang out with the two of them. So Kristen and Ben, I hope you are ready for some fun, because us and also Jeanette and her husband, we're all gonna have a blast. So I've been trying to give them tips here, you know, throughout the so it feels weird for me to be giving them tips here because I've been giving them tips privately too. So definitely pack your pirate gear. You're going to want it because you're going to want to experience Pirate Night. And hidden tip, there is a buffet.
It's crazy, though. Be ready. You got to be aggressive. Yes. You got to be ready for that thing because they shut it down. I mean, shut it down.
We are not joking. Like, this buffet lasts 4 minutes and the windows do. I've seen people, like, with their hand underneath the thing, like, trying to get food. And, like, it comes down on their hand. And, like, seriously. But definitely do that. We've got the Halloween on the high seas, so you're gonna want to bring your Halloween costume. They're doing trick-or-treating, so I know that I have my costume. Brian just bought, so he's going as Wally. Okay, here's what he did. He bought we went to the Disney store this weekend and he bought like a Hawaiian shirt that has Wally all over it. So he's going as Wally.
That sounds like Brian. That's perfect. That's
not it. A costume. That's fine. So anyway, that's what he's doing. So we've got that. You're just gonna have a blast. I agree with Pam on the rainforest thing, but don't let me get mine first because we are gonna be on the same cruise. So I get it first. I told you about it. I know that we've had issues with Palo. With this cruise, the brunch has sold out completely. So if you haven't been able to get, I would suggest doing a dinner reservation for sure. And then when you get on the ship, make sure you also high sail it over to Palo because there should be brunch availability when we get on the ship. So you're definitely going to want to experience both dinner and brunch. I promise you they're both worth it. So we're going to have so much fun. I can't wait to see you guys on the cruise. Seriously, 9 days from now, and it'll be less than that when this podcast comes out. But
and Jeanette was rocking out her pirate outfit a couple nights ago on Facebook. I saw she was getting ready. She's ready, man.
Yeah, she's ready.
If you have a great costume, I'm just going to say, go ahead. The one time somebody had such a good costume, I was getting my picture with the person the whole podcast cruise.
He was.
And it wasn't a cast member. It was just a guest. So go ahead.
It was not a cast member. It was just some random dude. Jack Sparrow. Everybody's saying like Castaway Key stuff. And yes, that would be great. Except for we are not going to Castaway Key. Yes. So we're going to Canada. So there's no Castaway Key in our vacation. So otherwise,
it'll,
I would definitely
it'll
say.
It'll still be okay.
It will be fun. I'm so excited. I get to see a new part of the land. And so do Kristen and Ben. So
no running. Speaking of running, though, last question of the day. Calling all princesses from Jennifer and runners. She says, hey, Mike, Pam, and Ricky, love the show. I'm a somewhat experienced Walt Disney World visitor, I think. We try to visit every year and a half to 2 years. On our next trip, I'm trying something new to me. I'll be participating in my first Run Disney event. During Princess, I am running the Fairy Tale Challenge, which is the 10K and the half. Yay! The whole crew is going. My husband, son, who's 10, daughter, who's 8. We're staying at the Beach Club. My understanding is that the race courses are the same for Princess and for Marathon Weekend. So it seems the family should have an easy time watching the 10K, but I'm curious about a good spot for them to watch the half. Where are the closest spots for them from the Beach Club and best transportation because we won't have a car? I don't expect them to hit multiple spots and early risers. They are not. Also, this is my first time running Disney. Any tips you have for newbies would be greatly appreciated. Thanks so much, Jen. Okay, quickly roll on this one. For Princess, it can still be cold, so make sure you bring some warm weather running gear because you're running super early in the morning. It is the same course for Marathon Weekend and Princess. For the 10K, they can obviously watch there at the boardwalk area. That's a good spot to watch as you're going around Crescent Lake. For the half marathon, I suggest, and it's going to take them a little work, it's going to take quite a bit of work, but the best spot to watch the half marathon for that course is at the TTC. It's a great spot. Get under the monorail beam a little bit forward of the TTC itself. That's where we always have kind of a big squad that cheers there, and it's a great spot. It's about mile 3 of the half marathon. And then they may be able to get back to the finish. Probably not. It's kind of a transportation nightmare. You just got to follow the Disney buses. They'll get you where you need to be. But you got to really have a plan the night before. Go down to guest services and ask for a transportation guide or get some advice from them, because they will tell you where to be, when to be, and so forth. So you guys have cheered the half marathon many, many times. Anything, Pam, to add to that?
Just absolutely. I think the TTC is a great place for folks who don't want to travel around. Still, you know, really love that location, but we get out of the crowd and get into the parking lot, because I think it makes it easier for people to see us. We can see them. It's better. At that point, you can walk over to the Grand Floridian if you'd like to catch the runners there as well. Then, you know, there's a lot to do there, you know, within striking distance. You're within Polynesian, the Grand Floridian, whatnot, and you can catch the monorail at different times. Just absolutely be prepared with layers and something for your hands.
Yes.
There have been times, now it's not as bad at Princess because usually you're starting to get a little warmer. There's been times in January where I swore I had frostbite. I'm just saying. I know that sounds dramatic, but it has been cold.
No.
It has been cold. So lots of layers. You would rather have to take off some clothes and carry them around with you than be as cold as we have been and bring an umbrella and just in case it's raining.
Yeah, that's true.
All of those things, but go and enjoy.
All right, well, that's going to do it for today's show. Thank you so much for all of the great questions. Shout out to Joanne, who is in Venezia, Italy, on an Adventures by Disney checking in. We love you, Joanne. Go back to having fun. Quit watching the show. You're in Italy. Go have fun. Have a good meal for me. It's got to be late at night there, too. Anyway, so today's show brought to you by our friends over at virtualmickey.com, home of great app and apps like Theme Park News, Disney Edition. Ricky, I'm trying to guess. Are we reading about the 40% discount at Enzo's Hideaway? No, it's not Enzo's Hideaway, is it? No, it's the other one.
It is. Actually,
for lunch.
Yeah, hold on. I wasn't prepared with that one, but
I was trying to read your mind. We don't have to talk about that, but what are we reading about?
Real quick, because you threw me for a loop, but I will. Let me pull that up. It came out. If you're an annual pass holder and a you're going to be able to get a 40% discount, I believe I saw, at Maria and Enzo's and Enzo's Hideaway. It's only at lunch, so yep. Just keep that in mind. It's not dinner. If you are looking to try one of those two restaurants, now is the time. It's also not available for the brunch. But I hear that brunch is fantastic, by the way. I need to head over there for the brunch, which is only on Sundays. And this offer is valid now through December 31st. So head on over. If
you can give a 40% discount to pass holders, your prices may be a little too high.
Valid. I mean, it is pasta, and we all know pasta is really cheap to make. So, yeah, I agree with that statement right there.
But you could just go to Olive Garden if they started selling that pasta pass again here in St. Louis, where you get pay $100 and I think you get a pasta dish every day for like a year or something.
You couldn't pay me to eat at Olive Garden. No.
Me too.
No. That'd be a lot of pasta. I run a lot.
It doesn't matter. It's not the pasta part of it. It's the Olive Garden part of it. I like the pasta part. They just don't serve good pasta at Olive Garden.
It's not bad. Anyway.
No, it's not good.
Good Disney news, and it's free. It's an iOS app, and of course, you're going to get a shiny new iOS device here very soon, probably. Theme Park News Disney Edition is going to look great on that Apple device. So check them out today over at virtualmickey.com. Thanks again to everybody for supporting the show through our Amazon affiliate link. Anytime you shop on Amazon, please click through brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. It really does help to support the show. And thank you so much to everybody who continues to click through our link there. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Oh. Also, we have our TeePublic store, which there is a sale this week. So if you want a shirt, now is the time to do it, because you can get a hashtag freaking magical shirt. So there's also Be Our Guest podcast shirts, too. But now is the time to do it. 30% off, I think, is what it is. So if it's not 30% off, I know it's a discount. So that's what I think it's 30%.
So what's the website you go to?
It's TeePublic. And I think it's Beer Guest Podcast. Go to the Beer Guest Podcast page and search for the thing that says the store. Also, you can bet I'll be sharing it on the Facebook page and all that stuff too. So if you're looking for it, that's probably the best place to go.
All right. Follow the show on social media. We're on Instagram and Twitter at Be Our Guest Pod and at Be Our Guest Mike, as well as Facebook at facebook.com/Be Our Guest Podcast. And we're going to get out of here. We'll be back again on Friday with a very special show. Pam's going to talk about her adventures.
I'm so excited
over
about
in
this show. I can't even tell you.
Europe. It's going to be an amazing show about an Adventures by Disney that's one for the ages. So I hope you'll join us again on Friday. So for Ricky and Pam, I'm Mike. Wishing you a great Wednesday. Time to head back to work. And we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at beourguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.